Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Very busy San Diego land. I just saw Sean and the guys leaving for Fisherman's Processing with all the Royal Starfish, man. They had a load.
It is so good. Alex put up a really cool social media kind of video yesterday. If you're not following the new Royal Star account on Instagram, you totally should. Yeah. When Alex kind of came aboard, he just, you know.
Brought him to the modern ages?
You're the one that said that, not I, but he's doing such a good job. I mean, both posting really cool info, and then just like yesterday, I mean, they were in a rad daytime bite of fish and just video of the, you know, the whole boat all pulling on big ones, and it was just really cool. So,
So what's the handle? Is it Royal Star Sport Fishing?
I think I'll look, but I believe it's Royal Star, and then it's like dot Sport Fishing.
Dot Sport Fishing.
And the, you know, the little avatar tag is like, is like a line art drawing of the boat, you know, like a cartoon style line art drawing of Royal Star. But
cool.
I'll look it up during the catch report and confirm.
Well, Brian Wynn is our speed jigging expert. I can tell already we're going to have to do this show about four times more because it's very busy and very popular. And Brian's brought an incredible prize. We have a couple of great prizes.
Yeah, such a rad thing to do and unnecessary, but a really cool thing that Brian put together basically out of his own kid. And, you know, if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter, we're giving away two prizes at the end of the show today. And a coin flip is going to determine who wins the ultimate Brian package. And it's basically a couple of speed jigs that he put together out of his own quiver. This is stuff that he fishes with, custom jigs rigged the way that Brian does. So it's the lure, it's the appropriate rings, it's custom hand-tied assist hooks that go with the jig that are properly fit, all of the stuff that's right. You're also going to get a 150-pound Jinkai wind-on leader, the same line and same strength that Brian uses, a couple of squirt bottles of the Something's Fishy Spray, which is really good stuff. We sell that, too. It's like the ultimate.
It works really good.
Yeah,
it really works.
So a really cool kit.
Along with the two tickets
together
to the CCA deal, right?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly. Somebody's going to get to go enjoy some fun at Top Golf with the IE chapter of CCA and a great opportunity there. So that's just one prize.
One of two.
In addition to that, another lucky caller or texter, again decided by the coin flip, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa. Somebody's going to get themselves a brand new of Costa Del Mar's. We had our good buddy John from Escondido in the store yesterday. Said, "All right, you guys were talking a lot about King Tide, and King Tide's the newest one, and you know how they have those like a kind of side shields." He goes, "I just want to try it on. I don't know if I'm actually buying. I want to try it on." John walked out 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
He's like, "There's no way." He put them on and
they're
said,
"They're pretty amazing."
He did that same thing. He said, "You guys always talk about you got to find a pair that fits your face right." Slipped them on and just was stoked. And it's a really cool pair of shades. So,
and they're two different sizes.
There's a 6 and an 8. Correct. Yeah.
So which one was he?
John was important. 6, was a 6, I believe.
Which would be for larger faces?
We'll have to ask him. I
think, or is it the other way around?
I would assume the other way around, but I got no idea, to be honest.
Try them both on, because they're distinctly different, and they definitely, like, one definitely fit my face.
It's just cool. Yeah, like, they have it's hard to describe, but they have a very flexible, you know, kind of side shield. So you get the fit and comfort of, you know, of a lifestyle style kind of square frame glass, but then you get that side shield. So you get better blocking of the sun than you would even with, like, an extreme wraparound. It's a really cool pair of shades.
Yeah, They nailed it.
After
40 years, they
know a little something about making glasses.
The new King Tide from Costa.
Yeah.
Hey, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. It's time for the catch report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing. Pete, you already mentioned how busy those guys are with fish today. It's going to be a great one for them. They're the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can also purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255 405-321-3828. It has been busy, but Melanie's the best at getting your info right back to you. They will get you dialed in. Nothing like going to Fisherman's Processing for sure. Hey, let's jump right in. Find out what's biting our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ryan. What an incredible show, man. I love all this detail. Although it's made it very difficult to work on my notes because I've been making notes about what you guys are talking about. There's no telling what the hell I might be talking about here today.
That's why we have the podcast, the archives.
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to listen to the first hour. So, what, Pete, when you book Brian back for next time, make sure it's on Sunday.
Okay.
That way,
that's your day off.
That's it, buddy. All right, so for my last report of summertime, boy, what a summer it's been. I got to say, our offshore fishing just continues at a furious pace, man. It's been good weather, biting fish, made for some really happy anglers amongst the private boat fleet, for sure. So I want to give a shout-out to the guys that fished the Masters last weekend, for the guys that made it up there to the Leah Santa Cruz, God's country for sure. They had some absolutely stellar marlin fishing on, just about as good as it gets here for Southern California. And then this weekend is the Peskies, a little different flavor of tournament. I've fished it many, many times.
They're a lot different.
And, oh, man, definitely can have a good time there, regardless of how the fishing turns out. That marlin tournament is a blast. So good luck to everybody. And now, as those tuna fish, guys, that stuff is biting over a very large area. There's a bunch of it up north. You know, the guys saw it last weekend there at Santa Cruz, but the weather's a little bit of an issue, I think, this weekend. So I don't know that that's going to get beat up too bad. But down here, decent weather and lots of fish. The upper end of our area, like if you drew a line kind of from the east end of Catalina over toward Dana Point like that, and then down from there, kind of splitting a little bit. The last couple of days, the sector in toward the beach a little bit from the 267 on down the beach all the way to White Encinitas just about. There's been quite a nice mix of Dorados and mostly yellowfin in there, some bluefin. And then going the other way, close to 277, and then on down, more of that bigger grade bluefin. Man, there's some really good foamer fishing on spots of breaking fish here this week, you know, biting the surface iron really well, like 100-pounders like that. And then there's scattered spots of fish just about throughout that whole area. And then a little bit more south, if you drew another line, say from Pyramid Head over toward the 181 like that, another big area of fish. That's where a lot of sport boats are fishing now. And a lot of that bigger bluefin is coming from there. It's good fishing. There's some yellowfin mixed in, a few Dorados here and there. And boy, the yellowfins here of late, there's some really nice, great fish mixed in there. And I think next week we may focus this report on how the private boat guy can take a little better advantage of catching some of that yellowfin, because a lot of that is dependent on having a lot of bait to throw, and obviously smaller boats don't have a lot of bait to throw. So we'll talk about a few things that will help you catch those yellowfin a little bit better. But, man, overall, there is so much fish offshore right now, and I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love these reports.
Yeah.
I love it.
Fishdope.com has it, man. Danny and the boys, right, Mark? Been on it and keeping people on the fish because it's a widespread of fish. And you need to go where you need to go and do what you need to do. And I'm also going to throw in a big plug to the Everingham Brothers Bait Company. Bait has been 100% absolute key in this bite, as I'm sure you'd agree, Mark. And the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, San Diego, Mission Bay, Dana Point, I mean, they are just better than everybody else. It's just the bottom line of what they do. And I want to throw out a big thank you for those hard-working guys on the barges.
Yeah.
Those guys, I mean, there has been long lines for bait, and long lines and hard work from those guys. And they're always smiling, man. They're just, like, they do long hours, and hats off to all the guys on the Everingham Brothers barges.
And the same thing on the guys on the boat that are like the most unsung heroes. Like,
yeah,
those boats this time of year, dude, they turn and burn all the time. Like, just think about the amount of bait that, you know, that the fleet goes through.
Oh my gosh.
Private boat and every sport boat, and you pull up to the receiver and it's always there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like they grow it. Like, those guys have to go out catch it all day, and they work their butts off. And they don't just catch it, but they take the most supreme care possible of it. We are so lucky to have Everingham here.
For sure, yeah. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica by the extraordinarily expensive Chevron station. Way over $6 a gallon.
Oh, my.
Guys is amazing. And you know, I mean, he does a hell of a business. Guys are pulling up, you know, for the weekend, guys are pulling their boats up, and, you know, they can go a mile away and buy a whole bunch of it.
Could be cheaper to drive down to Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Port and then load up and then go home.
That's funny.
Probably was. Anyway, the phone number at the store, and I shouldn't say that. They're really nice guys that own that place. But phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And definitely, guys, go fishing, man. There's a lot of fish, and the weather's nice. And, man, for the last weekend of summer, it's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
That's a good call. You know, Mark doesn't need any more accolades, but I'm going to say it anyways. Pete, the other thing that's so important on having Everingham Brothers is having the right tank to put it into. And I know that that's exactly what have on field research. And having the right tank is a big deal, too, especially summertime when, you know, again, nobody does a better job of putting bait in the receiver than Everingham Brothers. And they do the best care. But summertime is summertime. It doesn't have as much time to cure as they'd like it to and everything else. And having a good tank is the world of difference.
Makes a huge difference.
I know that's what you put on your boat.
Yep.
That's what I put on mine, man. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. We work hard to make it as good as possible for everybody.
Keep up the good work.
Totally.
Talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right. Let's head on down now to Cedros Island. Talk to Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning. Always love getting up and listening to you guys. It's a great wake up on Saturday morning.
Rosie, I got to ask, did Steve Casper really get a 43-pounder yesterday?
I wasn't going to bring that up, man. It's like, can you believe that? A 43-pound home guard.
Yellow.
Oh, my God.
Week after week after week, you know, it's almost getting to the point where a 40 is just like, that's a lifetime trophy.
Yeah.
And you guys are just producing the fish trip after trip. It's so cool to see, Rosie.
You know, I always tell everyone that this fishery to me is just absolutely amazing. It just blows my mind week in and week out. You know, even, I don't know if you've looked at the weather down there, you know, the wind has picked up. You know, it's a little choppy out there. And, you know, you hook up, you know, Steve with some new rods and I think some reels too, and then he brings in his personal best 43-pounder. And, you know, since it has been a little choppy, I mean, they're fishing on the lee of the island, and they're not in water that's too deep, and he still pulls in a 43-pound yellowtail.
So
unbelievable.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm real happy for him. You know, he's a great guy, and he brings a lot of his clients down every year. So, and you know, they're all catching. I mean, it's basically yellowtail, the Dorado. They're on the patties. No yellowfin really down there this year to talk about, but that's okay because we're still bringing over everything else, including white sea bass. So, you know. I think Cedros is the place to be this week.
No kidding. Do you have any openings in the remaining part of the season?
You know what? We still have that one trip, the trip that, you know, Jeff is on. It's October 6th through 11th. Still a great time of year. It's not as hot. Cools down a little bit. And, five spots on that trip. And if anybody is interested, please give me a call at 619-772-7570. And we'll get you all dialed in for that trip. And who knows, maybe there might be a personal best out there for you.
Rosie, what does it say about RH that his is the only trip that's got spots in it? I mean, is he like, you got some kind of inside dope for us? Is he a big snorer? Like, what's going on? Like,
wait a minute.
That's
I was going to say, maybe you should have him take a shower.
Something's going on. I mean, that's time of year, and I like Jeff a bunch.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
Clearly,
he's a good guy.
Clearly, somebody knows something that I don't know. That's like prime time. And there's been spots open on that trip for a while. So,
there has been.
Step it up, bro. What's going on?
Well, that trip, it had a few people that needed to bow out. And when Jeff got back from his August trip, he's like, you know what? He goes, I have to go again this year. So he's like, what trips are open? I said, this one. He goes, put me and his buddy on.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Cool.
He goes, we're going to go on that because, you know, it's just, it's easy fishing. It's just You know, I love it when people come down and they're like talking at the CBS and like, I hope we catch something.
Yeah. And all joking aside, I do want to say, like, you want to talk about a great trip. It is prime time of year, and you make every one of those trips so easy for anybody that hasn't been before with the concierge that basically get you through CBX.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
On top of that, if you're going on a trip with Jeff is literally part of the family and has done it probably more than just about anybody. So if you had any intrepidation about doing it, you're not only going to have the rosy personal touch, but you'll also have Jeff as like a, you know, basically a tour guide getting you onto the thing.
Exactly.
So if you did have any fear, what a great trip to go on.
How do we book a spot, Rosie?
All right. The best way to do it is please just give me a call. I'll get you all dialed in, 619-772-7570.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Hey, before we move on to the catch report, I got a question about speed jigging for yellowtail. I know that guys in Baja use it and very effectively, right?
Very effectively, yeah. Oh, yeah, it works really good. I mean, I've used it even locally on, like, the squid grounds where the situation calls for a dropper loop. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I'd rather do something. It's very effective. I think you just – sometimes you do have to change the profile of the jig a little bit. You know, the real skinny, slender ones, you should have a variety. But sometimes you remember the original butterfly jig from Shimano, that mm-hmm. profile works really good on them.
So yeah.
Maybe just a little slower presentation that you can do with that.
What about like the wintertime yellowtail that we see the San Diego catch when they're chasing around schools of fish that are on the bottom with the sonar? And, you know, they've often talked about how fishing a bigger jig is better because it gets down fast and those fish don't stick to the boat and you got to blow through them real fast. With those things, you know, is that a scenario where a vertical style jig is a benefit, or does the traditional shape of a traditional yo-yo still outweigh getting down faster?
I think if you're in that situation, the vertical speed jig will probably be your best bet, just because it doesn't it's not going to have that flutter when it's coming down like, say, your traditional yo-yo iron does. And that's kind of why, you know, we don't use those at night, even, is because there's a lot of flutter to them, and they catch a lot of water. That's kind of the mm-hmm. term that I use anyway, but they don't sink down as fast. So yeah, in that scenario, your speed jig will probably be you're a better bet. Like you said, I have found that the real skinny, slender ones, not so much. I mean, they will bite them, but I've just found that kind of the first gen or the mm-hmm. older school vertical jigging, like that butterfly shape.
And a little slower presentation.
A little bit slower on the presentation, yeah.
What about like a butterfly flat side?
There you go. Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty readily available.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, stuff like that. That kind of, again, I call that like the old, kind of the older school uh-huh. stuff. You know, that type of shape. There's a number of companies that make something. I'm not going to say exact copies, but they're just similar in shape. Mm-hmm. You're looking at something that's a little bit wider and has a little bit more flutter action to it. Yellows, they do care. I think that's why surface iron, right? It's all about the swim, not about color. But you know, everybody's got me in white. Only kidding.
Yeah. Well, Marcos is missing in action today, so that'll wrap up our catch call. I'll bet he's busy on the phones after San Diego landed over 100 yellowfin yesterday. And that's 100 yellowfin. Oh, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah,
those
talk
are
about it.
Big yellowfin.
You were there yesterday. So, you said the grade of local fish was phenomenal.
It's unbelievable. 20 miles from home.
That's so
and,
wow.
And it's, I mean, we had fish 25 to. We lost one
I know.
Right at the gap that was. Pushing 50.
50?
I mean, yes.
Nice.
It was, I've seen a lot of yellowfin. I'm pretty good at guessing size.
And he was about 6 inches below
It was closer than that. And,
yeah.
And he took a dive under the swim step and booked off. Yeah.
Oh, heartbreaker.
But it's light line. 20-pound test. Small hook, you know. A lot of losses, you
know? What was the hook? What was the line? What were you guys doing?
Number four.
Like a
Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook. Was the
small hook.
And 20-pound Seaguar Goal. That stuff is strong, even if it's 20 pounds.
It is, but boy, you want to talk about a stealth outfit. You're talking, that's downgrade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you were...
And Italica 10.
Okay.
It was perfect. But I was talking to Jamie yesterday from Season Sports Fishing.
Yeah.
He came in and had a 4-hour drift yesterday.
Woo.
It was biting yesterday. And And he said they were using 30 pound, and they said they'd get a fish an hour or so, or fish every half hour bite. You're going to get more bites, but you're going to have more casualties if you drop down to 20.
You got it.
But there was no question. I was fishing 25 for a while, not getting bit. Drop the 20 instant.
Crazy, huh?
How do they know? Right? But that's the problem, is the grade of that fish, like the stuff that San Diego had, it's legit really nice. Like, I'm going to call it 30-pound average, 25 to 30-pound average with some bigger standouts that when you hook them on 20, it takes a while.
So after a day like that, is Field Research still for sale, or is it back off the market?
Yeah, it's still for sale. I'm torn.
I bet you are after a day like that.
Yeah, flat calm, you know. You have the sea keeper.
I was going to say, well, it's always flat calm on the Field Research.
I needed a sea keeper because there were so many people out on the water. There was a lot of wakes. So.
I love that boat.
It's an awesome boat.
No doubt. Yeah. All right. Well, the phones are packed up solid.
We're
going to
wrap up that catcher
boat. Exactly. But before we do, we want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They are here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. NorrisLithium.com for more information and to find a dealer near you.
Yeah, for sure. And phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Corey? Call us from Escondido. What's up, Corey? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just sitting here trying to take in all this stuff. Pete, you got to mark this one somehow so we can find it easy in the archives.
Oh, it's easy to find in the archives. Just look for the date.
And
Brian's smiling, face.
Thank you.
Corey, I was not surprised to see your name pop up on the caller list today.
Why did I know that as well? just great stuff, Brian. My question's going to get a little technical on you. I got into speed jigging for the first time this year, got a few fish. It was great. But when you're doing the grind, you're doing the pump, where do you want the fulcrum to be on that rod? Is it more back towards the butt of the rod where it's in your armpit? Is it up closer to your hands where the reel is? Where do you want the fulcrum? And do you want the rod itself, the tip? Are you coming above horizontal, or are you trying to keep it about at horizontal? What's your details on your body mechanics and that type of stuff?
What a great question.
Really good question. So I guess the body mechanics in regards to just holding the rod itself is, yes, it is wedged. I'm right-handed, so it is wedged under my left underarm. There's one. Number two, I actually will change the position of my hand, of the support hand anyway, i.e. my left hand. When I first start up, when we first get to a stop, as I mentioned, the Japanese vertical jig fishermen, they always say that they to start fast and then start working your way on down. I find that when I want to go really fast, and that's usually right when we just get into a stop. Okay, my hand will be up front in front of the reel, just because it does give me a little bit more leverage and more power to really be able to get that rod tip moving straight up and down. As I start to slow down. Then what I do is that your majority of the jigging rods, you'll see that they have what they call a palming reel seat, so that it looks like a trigger only backwards, and that palming reel seat is what allows you to rest your fingers behind or in front of it, so that the jigging motion is certainly a lot more comfortable. And at that time, the muscles that I'm actually engaging, I'm not using my wrist and I'm not using my elbow, I'm actually using my entire left side, if you will, on the upper body. And when it goes, you can kind of see, you know, it's almost like I'm shrugging a little bit when I go to lift the rod tip up, because if I was to do it on a 300 gram jig just with my wrist and my elbow, I'll be wore out in a matter of minutes. So as far as the mechanic is concerned and body alignment, it's got to be, you want it really nice up and tucked into your underarm. And in essence, you're not holding the weight of the rod and reel with your hands. You're holding it, you're holding the weight wedged into your underarm. You're using your hands to follow through to guide the rod tip up and to turn the handle on the reel. If that's kind of, I know it might be hard to picture or over the radio, but that's in essence what you're doing. We're not engaging our wrist and we're not flicking anything. We want to keep it confined to our bodies, so that we're not wearing ourselves out prematurely.
Good stuff.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Great. I have a great text question. And, Corey, appreciate the phone call very much. This text was from our buddy Craig calling from Ocean or texting from Ocean Beach. Good morning, guys. Brian, can you explain line ratings on the jigging rods and compare it to line ratings on conventional gear?
Very good question. And this is not an exact science, here's how I try to keep it as simple as possible. The PE ratings on these jigging rods, you have the two most popular for the bluefin tuna fishing anyway would be the 6 to 10s and the 4 to 8s. So what does those mean to us? Well, a PE line rating, PE in general, it's data that's based off of diameter on line. So there is no pound test. If you actually go on Google and look for a PE 6 braided line, you'll see one person has theirs at 80 pounds, another guy has theirs at 90. What it means to us, though, and here's how I try to keep it as simple as possible. You take the last number of the rating. So in the case of a PE 6 to 10, you add a 0 to the last number and you end up with 100, right? Again, this is not an exact science, but here's why I use this this logic. Because a PE 6 to 10 comfortably fishes about 25 pounds of drag all the way up to, say, at max 40 pounds. Kind of sounds similar to your 100-pound rods? Very similar. PE 4 to 8, you can fish that with, say, 20 pounds of drag up to 30, at max, say, 35, but I just say 20 to 30.
That what is PE 4 to 8?
PE 4 to 8 is the line,
what
the
is
graded
exactly
line
what
the, rating
okay, so
on the
PE
rod.
PE means?
Polyethylene, I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a braided
4,
line.
4 to 8
yes.
is the line rating.
Is the so braided it, line
it's,
rating.
It's the diameter.
Diameter.
So they don't categorize line by pound test like we do, because you know how it is, like everybody plays the line game. You either are a line manufacturer that makes the skinniest line, or and you advertise that way, hey, our 80 pound is half the size of everybody else's, or you're a line manufacturer that plays the strength game, hey, our 80 pound is twice as strong as everybody else. Well, the twice as strong guy, their line diameter is double the size, and the half the size guy, well, their diameter is half that. So there's no, you kind of don't really know what you're having.
Yeah.
And PE is truly the diameter. It's, you know, it's between, you know, it's obviously not, you know, it's millimeters, you know, it's this, between this and that is what you're getting for PE 1, and then 2, yep. and then 3, and then 4. So,
and these are jigging rods.
Those are the jigging rods that have this rating. And
they're made for jigging.
More important even than the drag ratings, right? Because now I look at it from just drag, its drag capabilities. More important is each of those rods will activate a certain weight jig.
That's
so if you have a PE 6 to 10, which again fishes that 25 up to 40 pounds of drag, well, I use the term activate. It'll activate jigs, say 250 grams up to 400 grams or 450 grams, even five if you were daring. I don't fish fives that often. And then you look at that PE 4 to 8, it'll activate jigs from 150 grams up to 300 grams. So that's, you take a look at the drag capabilities and the lure weight that they're able to activate.
Okay. How does one fish 40 pounds of drag?
Thank you.
I would like to know that. That just seems impossible to me.
Check this one out. For next week when I'm doing that seminar,
40
that workshop.
Pounds of drag. I mean, you don't realize how much 40 pounds of drag. That's like locked in, right?
Nobody realizes how many 20 pounds of drag.
20 pounds.
Double
drag
that.
Yeah.
It's not a drag game. And as I mentioned earlier on the reels, it's like I tell people I care more about what they get in full. It's not because I go to full all the time. I'm not this hulking man beast that's got on the boats. And, you know, I think I find like this year, the timing has been a thing on the forums. I brought this thing up in X amount of time. Listen, it's a big fish.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to take your time on that thing. But the bottom line is as far as, like, how do we fish that? I have a very good friend of mine. We have this joke together. The style of which I teach people how to fight fish on the jigging rods, I can actually smoke a cigar at the same time while I'm fighting one. Because when we keep that rod tip pointed at the nose of that fish, okay, as opposed to putting a bend in the rod, you think about how many times you've been in a two-fish tangle on a long-range trip on big fish, right? You've got this bend in your rod, and you're kind of like, holy hell, you know, hanging on to this thing, and there's a lot of weight there. But the crewman goes and grabs your rod with one hand, and he's swapping it back and forth like this, and there's no issue there because he's not bending the rod. So if we have to apply the same principles when we're fighting a fish, and we keep the rod tip pointed at the nose of the fish, and we learn how to pull them, and we learn how to line our bodies and the mechanics of that. I have at the Bart Hall show this year, I was inside of a retailer doing actual a jigging seminar, or not a jigging workshop in that booth, where guys would come in and ask me about rigging, come in and ask me about the rods and the reels and how to do this. I would do demos on show people how they can actually pull or hold on to and comfortably, mind you, on 30-plus pounds of drags. I had every age range that came in. I had young kids all the way up to guys in their 70s coming in, and the old wow moments were just, it was nonstop. It got to the point where I was used to it. At first, I was still so, I was like, yeah, now you're like, you're seeing it, and they go, we can really do a number on this.
I love it, man. Awesome. Hey, when we, yeah, so good. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. The late summer and fall is the absolute best time to be in the Eastern Sierra. The fish are biting, the weather cools, the colors are amazing. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time. Hey, a continuation of our catch report. A very busy guy is our bro Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is online. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. Oh, well, there's some fish being caught, and you guys hadn't heard yet. You know, it's like it's still September, still good fishing here, which I think we kind of learned over the last few years here. Very good overall, kind of continuation of what we've been talking about there, those half-day trips. Still catching calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, a few yellowtail. They're still fishing away at those. They had one yesterday, I think one on Wednesday. So definitely there, very good calico bass fishing. And just for those of you that are going out on your own boat, remember that the rules for those rockfish, the shallow water rockfish, changed today. So definitely check the fishing game site for that. They're still going to go out there going looking. They just won't be able to fish that shallow water rockfish for a while here. But still lots of other good fish there. Those full-day trips, San Diego yesterday, 34 anglers had 102 yellowfin and 3 dorado. So very good fishing there. I mean, it's been a lot of yellowfin throughout the week here. Yellowfin, bluefin, dorado. You know, you'd hear that and you'd think those are like the one day and a half counts in the middle of summer, not the full day trip fishing in the middle of September, but very good fishing there. And those day and a half, very similar there also. Bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, about 40 to 50 pound fish. The Aztec had a 150 pounder a couple days ago, a bluefin there on their day and a half. So Very good fishing all around. Don't give up yet. Don't put that gear away. But definitely make reservations because we are still very busy. The weekends particularly are very busy, September, October. You know, once people are done with their summer vacation, a lot of stuff gets pushed to the weekend. So definitely make those reservations. Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those. Half-day trips, morning and afternoon. We've got a handful more twilight trips there running too. Thursday, Friday coming up here, and then the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So get in on those. Like we talked about, those twilight trips are a lot of fun, and they've had some good fishing on there also. The full-day trips, the Sea Watch, the San Diego, both running as many as they can. The full day, or the overnights, day and a half, 2 days, all up there. So seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you out. Still lots of options for you, and it's definitely not time to put away that gear yet.
Speaking of not putting away the gear, I mean, you're talking yellows on the half day, 100 tuna on the full day, and I think Aliar had one of the best big fish scores of the entire season earlier this week with, you know, they had a typical Aliar. I don't even remember what the number was. It was a huge nighttime bite of fish. I mean, basically limits, and something like 80 or 90% of them were above 90 pounds. I mean, it's just, it's incredible what's going on right now, Marcos. Probably the best fishing of the year happening right now.
Absolutely. I mean, he got back this morning on the Player Supreme there, and they had 3 days worth of limits for their anglers there of bluefin, and definitely some big ones sneaking in there. So, yeah, I mean, still very nice weather, and that doesn't look like it's going to be going away. We're sitting at, you know, mid-70s, maybe creeping into the 80s. Great fishing all around on all those trips. So, and this is definitely not unusual for us. This has kind of become the norm over the last decade or so here, September into October. And we've had a few years where they're catching bluefin in November. You know, catching, we've talked about it, we joke about it, bluefin for Thanksgiving, but that's definitely not off the table there. Yeah. So,
Marcos, well, a fantastic report. Thank you for hanging in there with us. It was a busy morning. We appreciate you hanging on the line and always delivering such a great report from Seaforth. Look forward to another great one next week, buddy.
We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. All right. I want to remind you that it's time for our tuna in SoCal. Pete was talking about it yesterday. The importance of having the right hook can mean everything when getting a bite. And if you're not using Gamakatsu's, you're missing bites. That Nautilus circle hook comes all the way down to a number 4, which for the case of Pete and the boys on field research yesterday was the key to getting a bite. And when you're fishing big fish, it comes all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, you can always use the Nautilus HD, which is a heavier gauge wire, tough enough for a big tuna, but not oversized to slow your bait down. They come available in ringed or non-ringed, and you can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com for more info.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was talking about Jamie on Seasons, and he's been getting out every day, and the fact that he was catching the fish on 30, he was, it's a patient game, but probably he landed a lot more fish than we did. He actually put more fish on the boat being patient with 30. I just like getting bites, you know.
You and Brandon, man. My problem fishing with Brandon Bono, you know, who joins us on the coast now. He and I battle all the time. I don't think that guy cares one lick if his fish ever hits the deck. He just doesn't care. He does not care whatsoever.
Well, he's landing 110-pound fish on a Tranx 300.
Yes, he lands,
you know,
it great. If not,
if
he,
not,
he could
no big
give,
deal, right?
What do they say? The tug is the drug.
Dude, that's
huh?
it, right?
That dude could give a rip if his fish hits the deck of the boat and wants to get a bite. Wants to get a bite. Says the same thing. I'm just looking for a bite.
I love getting bites. I love getting bites and want the reel spin out, right? Adventures in Camping. We just heard a spot about them. Their season's winding down, but they're offering 15% off of all trailers right now. And it's absolutely the best time to be in the Eastern Sierra right now. AdventureandCamping.com. Special deal going on right now. 15% off. A great deal.
I have so much trouble talking about it right now. This is the week that Dallas and I go every year. It's my wife's birthday is next week, and we go to the Eastern Sierra every year. We get an Adventures in Camping trailer. It's our favorite time of year. She's very pregnant right now and very much not going to the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah.
And it's killing us. Yeah, we love it so much. I miss it. And this is the prime time to go. Fall colors are starting to turn.
Oh, yeah.
The crowds are gone. The fish bite better. Had a great buddy, Dave, who was up there, fished. Said the creeks have all slowed down to very fishable. You know, the beginning of the year was all that crazy runoff. The creeks were blown out. He said the creeks were biting. He fished, had a big one of those 7-pounders up at Bridgeport. You know, one of the planted fish. It's just or one of the tagged fish. It's just awesome. Awesome time to be in the Sierra. And adventure and camping, the only way to do it.
Yep, adventure. adventureandcamping.com. Check it out. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Brian.
Let's do it. Let's jump back in and talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. We've got some very patient callers, guys. We're going to get to all of you. Hang on the line. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. Excited to talk today. I have a 12-year-old son. I have a bunch of gear for myself. I'm a big guy. I have custom-made poles with real seats that are the length of my forearm, and I'm wondering to set up a good setup to actually – he wants to get a bluefin. He's 12 years old. He's about 130 pounds, and I'm wondering about a setup I could get for him to actually get his first bluefin. What do you guys think?
That'd be a bait rod. I would for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to go, Sean, are you wanting to just pick him out a brand new outfit, or are you wanting to modify one of your previous rods? I was looking for a text I didn't catch.
Well, okay, it's kind of like, you know, I'd like to have a rod for him that he could, because things so much are on the knife jigs, and you know, I could probably get to like 60-pound test, I think, with him. I don't think he's ready to hang on to 80-pound test with, like, I like a Tiagra 20, but I'm thinking more in that area, and then also a bait rod. You probably need a combination of both, because that's how fishing is.
I think that if he is growing and young and going to fish a lot, you do one of a couple of things. If you're wanting to go, I mean, one, a factory CalStar, a factory, Therese rod, something like that is going to do you perfectly fine. If you're really worried about length of the rod, there's been a lot of advancements in clamps and deckhand style grip. So maybe you go the custom route and find him a rod that's a slightly softer tip section, so it's a little bit easier for him to hang on to. I would probably do a rail rod, something that's maybe a little soft in the tip but has some good lift, so if he's a little younger, he can take a break and allow the rod to do a lot of the lifting for him. And maybe look into a deckhand style grip, a cork tape that's wrapped with some smooth shrink so it's comfortable for him. And then the reel position can change with him, as he hits growth spurts, he can adjust that position if he needs. But I would look into, if you're talking about this bluefin right now, some sort of a 7 to 7.5 foot, just a traditional CalStar, maybe an 875 heavy with a Talica 12. That's going to do a lot of bait fishing. You could cast a lure with it. Maybe a 7 foot rod, like a 700M or a 700H, and a Speedmaster 12, a Talica 12, something like that. Something that he's going to have for a long time to come. You're going to make an investment of it, but he'll have it forever.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Jack writes. He says, "Do you use a 2-speed reel or a single speed reel when you're speed jigging?"
I personally use a single speed reel. Not to say that I haven't used 2-speed reels. What's nice about the 2-speed reel is that it's, or I guess when we do a comparison of a single speed versus a 2-speed, the single speed is a one-trick pony. It only does that, right? Whereas your 2-speed, hey, if you're done for the season on bluefin, you put it on your rock cut rod and you've got a deep water, rockfish reel and whatnot. But I use a single speed because what's most important to me when fighting a fish on the jigging rods is to stay as tight as I can to that fish. And because of that, I don't use the low gear. I find it to be, in some cases, if you haven't practiced getting in and out of gear, I put up a post on this on my Instagram at the Cigar Aficionado, by the way.
I got a lot of followers,
so thank you.
At the Cigar.
The Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado.
Yep.
Okay.
And about the practice, about people, having to get more practice going in and out of gear. That was something Frank and them used to say on the boats all the time, like practice getting in and out of low gear, high gear. It's more important to go from low to high than it is high to low. And sometimes that button becomes a crutch for a lot of people, and it results in a lot of lost fish. So I do use the single speed, but that's not to say that you can't use the 2-speed. It just it's an advantage if you know how and when, more importantly.
Yeah.
Great call. Hey, another great text came through for Brian. Can you recommend a couple speed jigging rods? I'm very curious about your favorite makes and models, both for nighttime jigging and for daytime fishing. That's from Dave in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, as far as the rods are concerned, I have used quite a few of them, and I'll tell you the ones that I kind of always go more towards or go to and use a lot more of would be the Phoenix Megalodons, as well as the Black Hole. The thing about they're two very different, they're very different rods. The Phoenix Megalodon is a little bit, I would say, stiffer, and it has somewhat of a there's a little bit of a shutoff to it, whereas the Black Hole doesn't have that. The shutoff is nowhere near as pronounced. The Black Hole I have found, because it is a more traditional jigging rod, it actually does activate a jig really good, whereas the Phoenix, not to say that it doesn't do a good job, but the Phoenix to me checks off a couple more boxes. I like the 609 for nighttime duties and the 608 for daytime, and sometimes even the 607 Phoenix Megalodon.
All right. Another one on rods from Jose in Fallbrook says, can slow pitching rods be used for speed jigging? And is it faster to land a big fish on a jigging gear than traditional gear?
Can a slow pitch? Well, yes, you can use it, but here's the issue.
But what's the difference between a slow pitch and a jigging?
The slow pitch rods are definitely, they're softer.
More parabolic.
Yeah, they're softer, and they don't have as much power as the speed jigging rods are concerned. They're built differently too. Slow pitch is for lighter game typically, so you're looking at the reel seats not necessarily being big enough to handle a larger reel that we use for jigging purposes anyway. So the actions are different, the weight of the lures that they activate, the lengths are different on a slow pitching rod. Slow pitch rods are typically a little bit longer than the speed jigging rods. Can you use it? Sure, but what you're going to end up with is a rod that's not necessarily configured for a fish that's going to take any amount of drag. As well as the way that we fight them, you can certainly land them on it. But when I say we point the rod at the fish and we don't bend it, there is the 5% of times that we actually do bend it, and that's the troubleshooting times. When they go under the boat, you have no choice but to put a bend in the rod, right? And you're going to have some power in there to handle the 20, 25, 30 pounds of drag that you've got on it, and a slow pitch rod ain't going to give that to you.
Yeah. Well said. Great answer. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Vinny, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing? I had a question for Brian. So, hey, when you guys are fishing at night, so you're on a party boat or whatever, where's your favorite spot, Brian, or where do you think is the most successful spot to drop in at?
The most successful
spot. Tangles and all that.
Tangles, unfortunately, are a part of it, and I'll tell you real quick on the tangles portion of it. I try to keep everybody awake on my charters, and I think that that's one of the first things that you have to be aware of to avoid some of the tangles anyway. But as far as my favorite spots, I like right directly up on the bow or right in the back of the stern. I typically, you don't see me on my charters anyway. I fish with 12 guys on the Cortez, so we don't have an issue as far as rail space.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I go into the, so if Rambo calls out the fish, dropping on the port side of the boat, I'm going to the starboard side in the stern in the corner, and I will fire off as far a cast as I can, a surface iron cast, if you will, right parallel to the stern of the boat, and that way it now starts to come drifting. When you drift over it, it's going to stay under the boat, and you stay vertical for that much longer. So those are my two favorite areas, the right up at the bow or right in the back of the stern.
That's great.
All right. Hey, no name on this one, so he's not going to get... No prize for you.
Come on,
no
fam,
prize for
this,
you.
This is not new, baby.
But he's got a good point. He says, the butterfly jigging system with the Shimano Travala rod is a great way to learn the cadence, which is key to lift... To the cadence. Learning the cadence is key to one lift and complete the revolution fast.
Yep.
So that, it's a great rod, and it's very forgiving, too, right?
Yep.
The Travala rod.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just got to go practice.
Yeah, got to go practice.
Hey,
all right.
I had another fun text from John in Denver. Says, I just tried out my brand-new vertical jig stick that I recently on a recent 8-day trip. Then a side note said, Ricky spooled my Osea Jigger 4000 with Gray. And I won the jackpot with a 35-pound yellow at the Ridge. What are the, question for Brian. What are the differences on some of these speed jigs and other 150 to 200-gram smaller jigs in my bag? Flat falls, Colt snipers, et cetera. I'm not sure when to choose one over the other.
Well, I like the Colt Sniper is, I think for the yellowfin bite right now, if it were me, if I was jigging for him, now obviously you heard what Pete said about them being real finicky on light line. Mike, the Colt Snipers are smaller and you can cast them. So they're very versatile, Lore. You can cast them and wind them back at an angle and you can certainly drop them straight up and down as well. The vertical speed jigs, they're vertical for a reason, right? They're called vertical for a reason, so it's more of a straight up and down thing. So there's no, as far as advantages, I can't say that there's an advantage to either one of them, but I will say is that it is a good piece of kit to have as far as being able to do both on a trip, because you want to be very flexible and you want to be able to adapt. As far as the various brands of knife jigs out there, I mean, there's several of them. I personally fish just a handful. I'm a big fan of the West Coast Jiggers product. I'm not, you know, I buy them just like everybody else. I just, even though, you know, when they ask me what color I want, I just, whatever silver, I'm good with.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the West Coast Jiggers product. There's three of them that I use a lot of, the KB, the Punch, and then I'm starting to use more of that HD as well.
Use the Punch because it reminds you of a cigar.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yep, exactly. So
let's try and sneak in one more quick call.
How about we do that? How about Jeff in San Diego up on Let's Talk Cook Up? What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, how you doing? This is Jeff. Good morning, buddy. Casper's guys replaced us. And
yeah,
just wanted to give you a
great
report. It was great. It was a great time down there.
Great,
Jeff. Jigs were killing it on the Dorado. The yellowtail, the calico bass, the group. Also, we had a guy down there with a fly rod that got Dorado, calico, yellowtail, all on the fly.
Great, right, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Cedros is a special spot, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad you
no
had such a good trip.
It.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning all these killer prizes. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Yuloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Let it hit the ground.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning the prizes with the coin toss. The caller or texter, this coin is going to determine who's got Brian's killer set of speed jigs, all the Gucci gear that he brought for us, and two tickets to the CCA Topgolf event. Do us the honors there, Brian. All right, and that is going to a texter, so congratulations, Dave in Huntington Beach. You have the custom set of gear. That means the caller, who was Corey in Escondido, you've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas coming your way via a $300
gift card. $300
gift card, how about that for a couple set of prizes?
Yeah, that's pretty good prizes, yeah.
Congratulations,
two
guys.
Two winners, hey, thanks a lot. And thank you very much, Brian. Really
awesome.
Super show.
Thank you, guys.
Tremendous response. We'll obviously have to have you back for sure.
It'd be my absolute pleasure. In the meantime, if you guys, the questions that did not get answered, please follow me on Instagram. I try my best to answer all questions. So, again, it's The Cigar Aficionado. Give me a follow.
F-I-S-H-I-N.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Aficionado. Okay.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. Yeah.
And then you also have a business where you do Medicare for people.
I do, if you like what I... Well, all the detail and everything that I was able to provide on the show today, guys, if it was helpful to you, I can do the same, if not better, for your loved ones who are on Medicare or Medicaid. Easy peasy for me. It's what I do, and that's what I love doing, so I have to help people navigate through
that. You're a very detail-oriented
guy. And how do we get you a hold of you doing that?
Log on to my website, www.mhlis.com. Very simple.
mhlis.com.
That's
right.
It. Yeah.
That's cool. Or just message you through Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado. The Cigar Aficionado.
That's
sir.
So cool, man. That is
great
so
job.
Cool. Great job. And
thank you.
So many more answers. And again, you're going to be doing seminars like you're doing next week, and you already sold out one.
Uh-huh.
So, So you just watch your Instagram, and it'll tell people.
Follow me on social media, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Brian. And thank you for out there. Thanks to Christian for all he does. Man in the phones. Busy phones. And man in all the boards for us there. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does for that all-important Let's Talk Hookup app and those archives and podcasts for sure that he posts right away. Thanks to Adam for all that. And thank you out there for all your questions, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be here. Frank will have some good information. I'm sure he's on it all the time. So he'll be having some good stuff for us tomorrow, 7 to 9. We'll see you back here on Mario 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.